All right. Wonderful Friday morning, beloved. It's great to spend this last day of the week with you. And today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 11 through 21. And the Apostle Paul speaks of his plans to visit the Corinthians for a third time. His second visit had been a painful one. You can read about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And he mentions that his ability to perform miracles proves that he is a true apostle in comparison to those special apostles who had been deceiving the people. Paul reminds the Corinthians once again that he did not ask the Corinthians for monetary support. The reading concludes with Paul expressing some fears about what he will encounter when he visits the church in Corinth. God's saving word for this week, again, is spiritual renewal, and let's begin our reading. I'm acting like a fool, but you made me do it. You are the ones who ought to show your approval of me. For even if I am nothing, I am in no way inferior to those very special apostles of yours. The many miracles and wonders that prove that I am an apostle were performed among you with much patience. How you were treated any worse than the other churches, except that I did not bother you for financial help? Please forgive me for being so unfair. This is now the third time that I'm ready to come to visit you, and I will not make any demands on you. It is you I want, not your money. After all, children should not have to provide for their parents, but parents should provide for their children. And I will be glad to spend all that I have, and myself as well, in order to help you. Will you love me any less because I love you so much? You agree, then, that I was not a burden to you. But someone will say that I was tricky and I trapped you with lies. How? Did I take advantage of you through any part of the message that I sent? I begged Titus to go, and I sent the other believers with him. Would you say that Titus took advantage of you? Do not he and I act from the very same motives and behave in the same way? Perhaps you think that all along we have been trying to defend ourselves before you. No. We speak as Christ would have us speak in the presence of God. And everything we do, dear friends, is done to help you. I'm afraid that when I get there, I will find you different from what I would like you to be. And you will find me different from what you would like me to be. I'm afraid that I will find quarreling and jealousy, hot tempers and selfishness, insults and gossips, pride and disorder. I'm afraid that the next time I come, my God will humiliate me in your presence, and I shall weep over many who sinned in the past and have not repented of the immoral things that they have done, their lust and their sexual sins. Well, today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, where Paul writes, I am most happy then to be proud of my weaknesses, in order to feel the protection of Christ's power over me. You know, Paul, in writing here, he's expressing some amount of fear. He's expressing that the Corinthians have abandoned his teaching and taken up with these, what we call Judaizers, people who came along and insisted that once they, as Gentiles, have accepted Jesus as their Savior, then they have to go back and become good Jews also, and therefore all the things that they should be receiving by faith, they abandon, and they go back to placing themselves under the law. And Paul is just afraid that, you know, the church that he left, that was in good order when he left it, he's going to find to be in total disarray. I really hope that didn't happen. Let's pray. Gracious God, you are always near, ready to help me and drive out my fears in times of distress. I trust in your promises, knowing that you will surround me with your steadfast love and care. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. I truly have enjoyed this time with you, just you and I alone in the morning like this, sharing this special time together. Just keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. And only the things that we have done for Jesus are going to last through eternity. God bless.